deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 24th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And happy Maroon Monday. I am your host, Danny, a.k.a. Captain Maroon, and I will be joined in a minute by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, King Shingle, a.k.a. Lil X Hamster. And in today's pod, more plastic talk, because I think it's the scourge of the planet, and we are not talking about it enough. So I'll take up the mantle. No problem. And I make a comparison to what we are doing now with the plastic to people drinking Radithor, aka radiation. They were drinking fucking radiation back in the day. It's a thing. Check it out. Also, we recorded this about a couple months ago. And that is relevant because we are recording this as literally Bitcoin is hitting its all-time high. And that is important because I make some horrible predictions. And then I go on a Daffy Duck tear about people asking for 25x returns. Get out of here with that. I was going to do the Daffy Duck right there. I can't. You got to be in the moment. Oh, and there's also a lot of nut licking in this pod. A lot of nut licking. So buckle in for that. It's just, I'm sorry, a lot of rage in this one. I think the whiskey was in full swing. Or the risky whiskey. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, help me out here.
Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama want to sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
I was going to say, I remember Michelle, this is after Jack had passed away. And, you know, she was really torn up about it. And you came over. And you were just saying like all the shit that was going on in your life. And she was laughing. And you said, I'm not making jokes. I'm just telling you what's happening in my life. It was so good.
Yeah. Whatever I was complaining about, I'm sure if I heard it now, I'd be like, really? That's pretty trivial, dude. Whatever.
Yeah. But it was sort of like it gave her I don't know, not like, oh, ha, you know, Danny.
I mean, it's a hat of me.
Him. It was more like just the way of presenting it where like it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's all you can do at this point. If you're not, then you just go, oh, another check engine light? All right. That's cool. I actually don't know how to drive a car without a check engine light. I'm trying to think of if I had a car in the last 15 years that has not had a constant check engine light, and I can't. So it's actually, and someone's like, we should get a new car. It's like, I can't afford, like, I might be eating ramen in a couple years here, but I can't, you know what I mean? At some point, I'm like, oh man, I don't know how I can afford this. So
it shouldn't be called a check engine light, it should be called new engine.
Yeah, like, yeah. Here's your
check engine means I could fix it.
Check engine applies hope. Yeah. So now the light comes on, and I'm like, yeah, I know you need to be replaced, buddy.
for sure. You should have done better. And Engine's like, no, I'm made of plastic. I have no chance.
Yeah. It's like, what do you expect from me? I'm made of like asbestos.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm made of soybeans and plastic too. So,
like, same. Geez. I saw it. I think it's probably my algorithm, but it was some ad and it was about like plastic. And it's like, basically, you eat a credit card worth of plastic per month or something like that. Like,
yeah. Yep. Yep.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I refuse to eat anything. I mean, I still do once in a while. I should say I refuse. I try to avoid drinking anything that's in a plastic container because you're drinking microplastics. Water bottles, jeez. Gatorade.
Yeah. I don't have like the disposable water bottle. I have like the, I don't know what it is. Like,
is it metal or plastic?
It's plastic. But it's, and I think like, it's better than the disposable, but
it's better let's put it this way. It's better for the environment. I don't know if it's better for you.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
But you could, I mean, if you meet your maker, you can say, dude, I cared more about the trees more than my body. And he's like, that's pretty cool. Like,
somebody had gotten me a glass bottle, like a glass water. It was pretty cool, but it like broke in a week because I was like, if it falls, it shatters.
Yeah, because it's glass. It's meant to be in your house. It's not meant to be portable. It's not meant to be like if you were taking it like, you know,
out. This one was a portable one, but if it slipped out of my backpack.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh,
right. Well, cause it's glass. So yeah, like it's part of the deal, man. And I feel like if you're worried about drinking plastic or having plastic, it's already in your body. It's so don't be like, oh man, if I don't have this plastic, you know, the container yet, we're too far gone. The ship has sailed. Newborns now they're finding they have plastic in their body. Newborns, they haven't even.
How do you get rid of plastic in your body then? Like,
you can't.
How do you get rid of it?
If it's in your blood, I don't think you can. Or if it's in your, you know. God. And so that's the problem. It's on a micro level. It's too small. So, I hate to say it is what it is, but if it makes you feel any better, and it makes anyone feel any better, every single person on the planet is in this boat. You're not unique. Yeah. You're not like...
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit better, but...
Yeah, it does. Exactly. It's like... Hey, we're all in a war zone. You're not like, I'm getting targeted. It's like, no, every single person has plastic. Now, will we change that one day? Yeah. I think that it's going to be the Mars colony. I think when they get the Mars colony settled, they're going to be like, hey, so should we not bring plastic over there? They're going to be like, no. It's got to be metal. It can't rust. It has to be some kind of like material that is like really high end, you know what I mean? And like, there's not going to be long-term I feel like the Mars colony, they're going to have down in terms of at least the health. Like, hey, so we know now you need this amount of sleep. We know now you don't need this amount of plastic or you shouldn't have any plastic and blah, blah, blah. They'll still be violent and, you know, jealous and as humans are, but they'll figure out at least the physical stuff, you know? That's my optimism. I think so. I think they'll be like, hey, don't drink out of that. It's like, well, why? It's like, because you're drinking plastic. Look, and then they scan you. It's like, look, you have plastic in your body right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, what did I just drink out of? Oh, you drink out of the... Oh, no. You know, like, I think it's going to be like that. Kind of like how, you know that back in like the 30s and 40s, they actually used to sell fucking radiation as a tonic. It was like a liquid.
It
was like a healing thing. Hey, drink this. And so people were doing it and drinking it. And then 10 years later, their jaws were falling out of their... I mean, look up the photos, man.
It's my jaws not...
Yeah. Literally falling. Like the bottom half, you can see inside of their mouth. Because they were drinking a tonic that was sold to them as this is a healthy thing. And it wasn't because they didn't know. And like the people selling its defense, they didn't know. If they would have known, I don't think they would have said, hey, you should be drinking this. I think it's the same thing with plastic. I just think people don't know. I think we're finding out and I think we'll correct it. But on this planet, dude, they're finding out the plastic's in the ocean. You know, I'm a big, anyway. So like, I think we're going to have to go to Mars, man, and be like, in controlled environment and have kids born there. Right. Without eating. And it's like, oh, look, these are the non-plastic humans. And they might have to like breed and come back to Earth. They'd be like, all right, now you have no plastic. We need like the non-plastic humans to Denisova.
We need to have biodomes on the Pacific Ocean.
Incoming hard transition.
The dollar's overvalued. It's like, right. We also hit a low in the dollar value. And also our GDP is great. So nothing makes sense.
What was that? Bitcoin is doing well. I don't know if it is.
Buckle in, buddy. I don't know if you know this. Okay. I'm glad I just looked. I knew it was going to happen. You know what it's doing right now?
What's that?
All-time high. Almost hit 125.
Jeez. 125 is pretty cool. Yeah.
It's at 124.89. And
there you go.
Apparently, October, November, and December, if you look at historical charts, it basically doubles in that range. I don't think it will. Shit. I don't think it will. However, I'm predicting 150, 140, 150-ish by the end of the year. And it's right now, it's 124.95. I think by the end of the night, buddy, it's going to hit 125. And that'll be an all-time high. What's going to happen is it's going to be Monday. All the morons are going to hear about it. Hey, it's hit an all-time high. Hey. And that's when all of a sudden everyone will be, hey, did you hear Bitcoin hit an all-time? Yeah. Yeah, I did. And now everyone's going to buy it. Or they're going to have this dumb shit. Yeah, now it's too expensive. Like NVIDIA. Yeah, you missed the boat. It's too much. It's in this movie. Put $100 in, it'll double. Then you'll have $200. Yeah, but that's not putting me 5x. If it's not putting me 5x, then I'm not about it, that mess. Fuck you, Daffy Duck. What are you getting? Tell me your 25x fucking thing. Oh, it'll be triple flip for me, but this is a super investment. Fucking lick my nuts in 25x. Fuck you. Fucking dummies, idiots, dude. 25x. What the fuck 25x's? What the fuck 25x's, dude? Fuck you. 25x. What the fuck? 20? What 25x's? Oh, look, hang on. Hey, guys, I got another hot stock tip. This is the next thing that's got 25. Fuck you. People, I can't believe people ask me that. It's the most insulting. It's like, hey, who do you think is going to win the World Series? It's like, it's January. They haven't even done the free agent. Well, you just. Yeah. I'm so done, dude. So done. 25x, then I forgot and you just one penny as I said you for me. Suck my fucking nuts. That's what I gotta say. Fuck you. 124.97, 124.98. I won't hold up my finger, but it will hit 125. And then you can flick my fucking nuts. Fucking assholes. Fucking done with my friend group, my family. I'm so done with everyone, dude. The fuck out of my face. Fucking support group. Oh, I'm gonna play Helldivers 2. Maybe people will shoot me on the back. Fucking assholes. 124.99. 124.991. Hit it. I don't want to look like an idiot. I will edit this out if it doesn't hit it. 124.989. Hit it. Just hit it already. Who's fucking selling now? You lick my nuts. 124.991. Just hit it. 124.975. Come on, dude. It's $25 off of 125. You know what I mean? It's $25 off. Oh my God. This is annoying. This is really annoying. There must be a lot of people. 124.972. There must be a lot of people right now that have sell orders at 124. And they, oh, if it hits this, mm-hmm. I'll sell it. That's what's mm-hmm. going on. 124.974, $26 off, dude. Fuck you. Fuck you. What are you, my friends and family? No support? What are you? Oh, let's doubt. Here we go. 1985. You're $15 off. Get it. Hit it already. Just fucking hit it. I'm sick of saying things out loud. I'm sick of being right all the time and no one listens to me. 992. It's $8 away. 125. Just hit it. Oh, is this evil? If you do this, this is evil. But if you do this, it's not evil. Well, then this is evil. Everyone can lick my nuts. That's what I feel like. Lick my nuts. Left to right. You should dish me. Before the sun dishes. You need to be 25 inches too late. Too late. How come you didn't tell me? You should have told me before. How come you didn't say anything? Now it's too late.
Yeah.
The boat.
The boat's gone.
It's good. Hey, the boat's here. You can get on with me. I'm going to put more money in now. The boat's very strong. It's going to get you to your destination. Man, it's safe. And you can trust your captain. The stupid boat! Oh, and the boat is now taking off. And you are back at the shore. But if you tell me... I'm so glad I hit 125 because vindication, baby. Vindication. Ooh, the blockbuster of technology. When it was $90, I was like, guys, invest in it now. NVIDIA is going to probably double. It doubled in less than a year. But that's it. It didn't put it that out. You said that she was a supermodel, and all she does is give good blowjobs. Fuck you. Fuck away from me. I want nothing to do. I want literally nothing to do with the lot of you. Nothing. You add nothing. You contribute nothing. Laugh, listen, or shut the fuck up. Those are my three options. Laugh, listen, or shut the fuck up. Bitcoin proceeded to crash right after this recording. You can laugh while you listen. Anyway, back to the pod.
But I want to contribute. I have something funny to say.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I've listened to a lot of you for a long time. No, you don't. You know, anything funny to say. I humor you and laugh. And I'm kind of over laughing. I don't have the energy to even laugh at dumb jokes anymore. You know, I used to laugh at really dumb jokes. There was this guy I met in Helldivers 2, and he was a tweaker, and he was like, and he invited me to an Xbox party. I joined it, and he's like, "Man, are we best friends now?" And I'm like, "All right, no."
An invite.
Yeah. And this guy's such a weirdo. Like the next day, or we hung out for a couple of days, and he kept joining my games and whatever. I was like, man, this guy's annoying as fuck. And then what happened? The next day, I put my thing to invite only, as in you can't just jump in my game and, hey, you got to acknowledge me. And what happened is then that guy, he probably, because he's a little vagine, a little woman, but he was like, yeah, this guy, I can't join. He hates me. He hates me. Yeah, I'm not going to join. He stopped joining my games. Even now that it's open, I never see him anymore. And I'm like, right. Even the men are women. Got him.
Anyway, moving on.
I noticed that Nick, my cousin, he did dramatic pausing for dramatic effect, like I just did mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
He did it unintentionally. He would say what he was going to say. And you can tell he was very measured in his words. You see how that works? Mm-hmm. Pretty effective, right? I was listening to him and I was hooked. And I was like, I don't think he knows what he's doing. I don't. I think he's just talking and he's speaking from the heart. However, this is a very effective way to talk when it's important. You see how you hear it at all? No?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
See? And it's almost like I want to not, or I can see people would want to jump in and say something, but
you don't let them.
They don't have the timing to be able to jump in.
Yep.
So they're kind of caught off guard when you continue the sentence.
Right. Yeah. And the key is also finish your sentence. Even if someone jumps in and they start talking, if you finish your point and finish the sentence and then you're done, that is what it shows is, hey, look, I was saying something that was actually kind of important and you jumped in, which is fine, but I'm going to finish what I'm saying. And here's the period. And okay, now you want to talk. So many times in my life, I would say something and I would talk and someone would interrupt me and I would go, oh, okay. And I would listen to them. Okay. I've noticed in the last 6 months or so, more and more, if I am saying something and someone interrupts me, I keep saying what I'm saying. Now, they might not listen to me. Usually they don't. Often they don't. But I keep saying what I'm saying, and then I am done talking now. Right? And that is, I've noticed for me and anyone listening, the two listeners, I even keep this in, you need to value your opinion and your thoughts more than others. Others will never value it. And I say, fuck them, because they're dumb, 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 dummy, dumb, dums, dumb sheep that don't know what the fuck is up and what is down and what is going on. If you care about the opinions of the sheep, you will never be happy. Just finish your thought. Be done. And if people interrupt
you, that is hard.
So be it.
I thought you were going to finish your
sentence. No. It's fine. That's why I kept going.
Go ahead. That's hard to like fit. Like, I've always had problems with that. Like, if I get interrupted, like, I am like furious at like,
yep,
you know, like at work or something like that. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Like, you're like, I can't even finish my thought. Sorry, I just said it right there.
No, but that's exactly it. Like, I can't even finish my thought. And it's part of it is like, if I'm saying something and then somebody else, maybe even if it's unintentional interrupting, it's like, I'm focused on that thing now.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm focused on don't whatever they're saying.
I would do the same thing. I would do the same thing, dude. If you have a thought, like, it's so hard. It is very, so much easier said than done. I completely acknowledge that. But if you're thinking of whatever it is, you need to stay, like, it's almost like you're playing tug of war or something with like an idea. And you need to just put both hands on it and just hold on to it and just finish the thought. Just finish whatever you clearly, if you're talking and you're saying it out loud, it matters to you on some level. If everything you say has some importance to you, which it should, because that's why you're saying it. If you're saying a thought and you're like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but obviously I'm saying it for some reason, just finish the thought. You don't have to finish the rant, finish the tangent, you know, no. But I've noticed, just me personally, if I at least finish the sentence I'm doing now, and you notice how I wasn't doing this before. It's because I'm thinking about it now. I wasn't doing this before. I'm now thinking, mm-hmm. And I was like, right. It takes energy. And you have to think about it. But once you start doing it, you will notice people listen. I started doing that after my cousin did that. And again, it was unintentional. I don't think he meant to do it. But I did it in a group. I said, hey, you guys, right? Like, I was doing all these pauses and I was thinking about the pauses. And I noticed that when I had a point and I went, hey, everyone, right? I have an announcement like that. I noticed that people listen. That's when they listen. They don't listen when someone's like, yeah, so my life sucks. And I'm like, my life also sucks. I have no agency over anything I do right now. Losing family members and losing car, I feel completely powerless. And someone's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, so I went to the store and you're like, oh, you didn't even hear me. Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day who was talking about the contract negotiations that we went through at work. And she said, oh, you guys did such a great job last year and you got us that 25%. And I said, yeah, those negotiations were really hard. It almost killed me, literally. And she was like, yeah. So anyway, you did such a good job. And I was like, no, I don't think you heard me. It almost killed me, literally. She was like, well, I think you'd be really great on the next one and you should do it. And I, right then, what I realized is, oh, this person's not listening to me at all, at all, at all. I didn't want to get too into details, but I was like, yeah, I was literally hospitalized because of these negotiations, because of the stress and everything. It was like, it almost killed me. And she was like, man, you did such a good job. It's like, dude, when I heard that, I was like, oh, she's not, I'm basically saying I almost died. And she's like, yeah, but that 20% though, it's like, oh, right. One, you're not listening to me. And two, if I died, you would have been like, well, you know, he did his best. It's like, I'm dead. I died for you. It's like, yeah, well, you know, good show. Good show. Good show. Good show. Okay. Yeah. Good show indeed. I'm just saying, you can't sacrifice your own health for others because they'll just throw you right back to the wolves the second you stand back up. No bitterness at all there. As you can hear, I was quite hot and bothered in this pod. The passion was just taking a hold of me, as well as the anger and the truth. It was just pouring out like the whiskey flowing, like the salmon of Capistrano. But you got to understand, I had gotten a bunch of terrible news while recording this. Family members passing away in really unexpected ways. My freaking car engine was crapping out when recording this. And it has now, by the way, completely crapped out. It's like my engine rolled a 7 at the casino. The point was an 11 shooter. Anyway, but in the whiskey-fueled anger, I think there were some morsels there. Some wisdom in the rage. And it's important to let the steam out in the volcano. Otherwise, like those poor villagers of Pompeii, you'll cover them in frothy ejaculate. See, I'm still doing the pauses. Did it work? Thanks again for listening on our journey to the Maroon. Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100-bar episode by your boy the Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'm gonna give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me.
Think I'm sick of talking to you.
Yeah, so. No, I've hit my cap too.